So I'm here with Zachary Miller, who's, I would assume, working on the review for Resident Evil Revelations as we speak.
I assume and so.
You should hopefully see that before you hear this, which will hopefully be on the day that Resident Evil Revelations comes out.
Hell yeah.
I'm Neil Ronahan, and I should have been playing it this week, this weekend, but UPS sucks, so you'll just have to listen to me be the inquiring host who's pissed at the world.
There is no reliable mail delivery service in this country.
I don't know. I think UPS definitely takes the cake for a piece of shit for me. that's just me. So I guess let's start off where I would assume most people will start off when they bust open Resident Evil Revelations. How's the single-player campaign?
It's great. It's longer than I thought it was. It is about 10 hours, but it really doesn't go very fast. In fact, there might be too long. Like, there seems to be some superfluous missions in there.
Well, because I know it's broken up into chapters. How many chapters are there?
There are 12 chapters, and each chapter is 2 episodes long.
Oh, okay.
So there are a few things where you can tell they were just kind of trying to get some content in there to get into the two chapters. But, it's a fine length. And nothing, no episode goes longer than about a half hour. I mean, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Some go 10 minutes 12, long.
12 chapters with 2 episodes each, and it's about 10 hours long. That makes sense.
And one chapter is just a boss fight, so.
Ah, okay.
It's a very good length. Like I say, if anything, I would have made it a hair shorter, but, no, it's great. It's great. And then raid mode will last you forever.
I mean, that's the kind of thing with the single player campaign is that it seems like how it's broken up into chapters and episodes that it has a kind of decent pace to it.
Yeah.
Although there's still half an hour segments, which might not be too great for the portable scene. Is there any kind of like quick save or are you just kind of effed?
There's no quick save. You have to get to the end of a chapter or you have to get to a major checkpoint in a chapter.
All right. Are the checkpoints few and far between or?
They can be.
All right.
It won't save when you get into a room or something. It'll save once you finish a particular sequence of events that might itself take forever.
Yeah.
So you can't just press, start, save, bye.
I mean, that's kind of unfortunate that they don't have any kind of thing like that. I mean, I get pissed at portable games in this day and age when it's just like, guess what? You need to play an hour before you can save.
Right.
I mean, my favorite eShop game to hate on right now, Sekiro Samurai, kind of does the same thing. Although, as you progress further in the game, it's arduous to save frequently because you have to go back to the town. At least with this, it is kind of linear in how it saves.
Yeah, it is very linear.
But how does this, I know when they talked about this game, they kind of were like, it's like RE4, but it also harkens back to the old ones. How successful is it at like, kind of merging the RE4, RE5 playstyle with the older RE games, or does it just fail?
No, it's very, very much a hybrid. It controls like RE4, really more like RE5, and it's... the original Resident Evil took place in a lot of corridors and it was very atmospheric and there weren't zombies. You didn't get into a room and there's 100 zombies and you have to crowd control them. This game is, you go through corridors on this ship. There are a few set pieces, but there's not a bad guy in every room and it's very good at building tension.
Now, I've heard some kind of complaints about the enemy design in this, because they look kind of ridiculous, and they're made of water, and they just seem very bland. Does that improve?
They're not made of water. They're people who've been... whose cells are filled with too much water.
Oh, okay.
You played the demo, right?
Yeah.
All the creatures in the demo are in the game. They're the main creatures. But then towards the end of the game, you start to get some actual monsters, not just mutated people. And the monsters towards the end of the game are phenomenal. And one of the bosses in particular is just mind-blowing.
Awesome.
And then I will say that you in the first half of the game could use a few different kinds of monsters. But who cares? It's, yeah. you know, you kill them all the same way. You shoot them in the legs, then you shoot them in the head. And it's like Resident Evil 4 and 5. And, oh, I will say that this game has the creepiest, most effed up boss. It's not even really a boss. It's more of a recurring enemy in the series, the entire wow. series. It just, when I first encountered this boss, I was like hair on, you know, my hair was up and my hackles were up and I was like, that's creepy. And then it just gets even creepier and oh, it's, you'll know who it is when you get there.
I'm obviously excited.
I know you haven't played all the way through Dead Space, but I tweeted that this boss is like a creepier version of the Regenerator in the original Dead Space.
Oh, I actually do remember that. And okay. The Regenerator was hella creepy.
Yeah.
I know
he just follows you around, and you're like, where is he going to be?
I know there's also the scanning element in this game. I mean, they show that off in the demo.
Yep.
Does that ever become obtrusive? Because it seems like if you do want to scan everything, you kind of need to always be in that mode, and it's almost clumsy to kind of switch out of it to a weapon if an enemy does appear.
You know, I wonder if it would not be so awkward if you had a Circle Pad Pro, which we don't yet in America.
Yeah.
But right now, to switch to it, you press up on the D-pad, which is... In the middle of a fight or something, it is pretty awkward to switch your thumb down to the up button.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really do two things at once. You have to stop and you can't move. So, and I wish it was still called the item scanner because in the game it's called the Genesis, which just sounds stupid in Japanese. so I just call it the item scanner, but usually what I do is I kill everything in a room if it needs killing. And then I whip out this item scanner and scan the room.
But can't you scan enemies?
And you can scan
a bonus. But don't you want to do that when they're alive?
You get a bigger bonus if you scan them when they're alive. Yeah. So there's kind of a risk reward thing. And there's a particular. The game has its own set of achievements that nobody else, of course, can see. But you get a achievement and an unlockable thing, which I don't know what is, if you scan one of every enemy in the game, including bosses. I assume while they're, you know, alive, because some enemies just disappear when they're dead, and other ones, like the oozes, collapse into a pool, which is scannable.
You mentioned unlockables. What kind of unlockables are in this game?
Well, That's kind of hard to say. Most of the unlockables come from in raid mode. A lot of what you unlock in raid mode and in the campaign are raid mode things. But, you know, there are costumes, there's New Game Plus, there's bonus weapons. Like, you remember in Resident Evil 4, it seems like every time you beat the game, you got some new bonus weapon at the end. That's the same thing here. And you can play through New Game Plus and get... you know, an awesome machine gun or something. So I am going to replay New Game Plus. I've been sinking a lot of time into raid mode. And in raid mode, it seems like every time you beat a stage, you get more stuff.
Right now, I'm just looking at game FAQs and the list of what you can unlock. Looks like there's a lot of different outfits and characters that you can get.
Yep.
For raid mode, different colors.
I don't understand what that means, yeah.
There's different difficulty levels, 21 stages for raid mode, and then a bunch of difficulty levels and bonus weapons.
Well, raid mode I may as well discuss it here.
Let's go into raid mode.
It's basically Mercenaries meets Call of Duty multiplayer, in that you get in a stage, and the stages are maps from the campaign mode. Cool. They're not their own maps. So you basically go through the entire game again in raid mode, killing things for points. And, you know, headshots are worth more points. And if you do a special, you know, kick move, it's more points. And the more points you get after you beat the mission, you get a whole bunch of cash to spend in the raid store, and you also get experience, and you eventually level up. I'm at level 8 right now, and, you know, there are certain weapons you can only equip at a higher level, and then you can get all the perk bonuses that were in Mercenaries are in this too, and you attach them to your weapons. And, you know, some can only be attached to certain weapons, and it's really customizable, and it's pretty fun. It's very addictive.
So it's not so much like Mercenaries where, you know, that's kind of like last as long as you can. These are kind of like structured, like, segments that you complete, but you're basically trying to high score it as you complete it.
Yes. Yes.
That's actually, I mean, that sounds moderately more appealing, because that's my one thing with Mercenaries is that, like, I feel like even if I did better, like, I was like, well, you can still do better. You can still last out longer.
Right.
Which is good on one hand, but on another hand, it's kind of like there's no ceiling, so eventually you'll just be like, well, like, I can't get any better than I'm doing now.
Yeah, and you eventually get kind of sick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this game's really, like, it's really fun for me to go back and replay stages at a higher level, you know, knowing that I can get a better score now and more experience. So that's really cool. And it has online co-op, and the online co-op is kind of broken. It's kind of broken. Maybe it's because, well, no, a lot of people are playing. But last night I was trying it out at a person's house where I know I can connect online to people, because at my house I can't.
So, get a new router, man. Come on.
I know. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. But we were over there watching the UFC fights, and I was playing raid mode online, and I swear to God, one out of every 10 games I tried to connect to actually connected.
That sucks.
And it's not because there was a router problem. It's because all of a sudden the lobby would be full, or all of a sudden the guy would close his you know, session, or, you know, things like that.
So it seems to be more of a limitation of the system and not necessarily like a network code problem.
Yeah, yeah. I think they have to work it out a little bit. But
I mean, I think as more people that you know of get the game, that might work better, because then you wouldn't have people randomly dropping. Yeah. I mean, have you tried playing it with anyone in Europe and Japan?
Well, I had worldwide on. I was searching for worldwide players. And I never got more than six lobbies at a time. That was another weird thing. But boy, I tell you, the people who've had this game for weeks, man, they're all at level 50, level, you know, 49. And
people don't mess around.
One of the successful ones I got into was with a guy who was at level 18. I was like, I'm at level 8, maybe I can, you know, do something here. No. No, because the bad guys level up as you do, so they get more hit points and bonuses. And I was getting reamed. and meanwhile, this dude was like, come on, let's get through the stage.
I mean, that's what I remember playing Resident Evil Mercenaries. And I think I got to one of the last stages in the game and, like, got stuck on it. And I just went online and played it with someone from Japan. So they had the game for, you know, a couple weeks, maybe a month at that point.
Yeah.
And basically, I just, like, didn't do anything, and they beat the stage for me.
Nice.
It was kind of excellent.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to diving into this game and playing raid mode.
Hell yeah.
Which,
it's really cool.
Neil in the future, enjoy it. So I guess the one last thing to talk about with Resident Evil Revelations is that the CirclePad Pro is launching with it in North America. It already launched with it in Europe, and there was a bundle in Europe, whereas in North America it's exclusive to just GameStop. It's $20. Do you think that this game would be improved, the CirclePad Pro, or is it just kind of superfluous?
The only thing I can see improving is if the shoulder buttons let you cycle between your weapons and switch to the item scanner a little smoother.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it controls perfectly. And really, it was never an issue. I can just see how it would improve that aspect of the game. Otherwise, there's really no problem here.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing that I look at it with the CirclePad Pro. Like, I knew I was on board with getting one, and I will be getting one on Tuesday. I actually pre-ordered one at the GameStop. I did my GameStop exclusive pre-order spree where I pre-ordered that and Xenoblade with trading credit, which, so I'm a good little Nintendo fan. But I'm more anticipating it because I kind of need it for Kid Icarus Uprising or else I can't play that game.
Right.
And I think Metal Gear Solid 3D
will need it.
Damn near requires it because from what I've played of that demo, without the Circle Pad Pro, it's horrendous. Whereas with RE Rev, like, I could see, like you said, I could see it bettering it, but I don't really have much of an issue. I mean, it controls similarly to Mercenaries, which I had no issue with.
Right.
So.
Now, I wonder if with the Circle Pad Pro, okay, right now in, well, in Mercenaries and in Revelations, in order to strafe, you hold down the L button and then move. Well, I guess you can't strafe in Mercenaries, I'm sorry, but you can in Revelations. I wonder if, with the Circle Pad Pro's second stick, you can strafe with, you know, one stick and move with the other one. So would, I wonder if it really would be a twin-stick game.
I think it might be. I mean, I'm not sure. I've not really talked to many
people. That'd be kind of sexy. That's not necessary for the game either, because there was only maybe one time where you go around a corner and holy shit, there's a monster right there. But I think that was on purpose, like you're supposed to be a little spooked. So, I don't know. I like it the way it is.
Cool, cool. All right, well, Resident Evil Revelations should be out everywhere now as of February 7th, which is potentially, hopefully, when you're listening to this, or at least when it gets posted. So, enjoy the game. Let us know your feedback at connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com. Or hit Zach or me on, hit Zach or me up on Twitter. I am at NRON10 and run 10. And Zach, you are?
At ZMiller1902.
Yes. So yeah. And, then if you do get this game and you want to play some online, you know, let us know. I think we'd like to do that. And maybe we'll gauge that and see if maybe we'll have some kind of, NWR community night. That would be fun.
If this
online is the real deal and actually works.
Once they work out some of the bugs,
I mean, hopefully that we'll be able to be patched in some respect, or at least people won't be jerks. But yeah, enjoy the game.
Yeah, and you will. It can't not.